evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I always hate this part.
It's so awkward. It always is.
Well, yeah, we need to, like, say, like, you know, mid, you know, 1256, April 11th, blah, blah, blah.
And it's time
1256,
for
April 11th. Airport Road, the podcast.
Yep.
August.
Captain's Low.
September 28th. Daylight.
We might as well just completely...
The monsters have overtaken the city.
Nice.
Somehow, I'm still alive.
Very, very nice.
We have to get out of here. Fucking feel so bad for that guy. Resident Evil 3, the beginning. Because Jill Valentine, for some reason, is stuck inside of a warehouse. And there's some guy in a suit who's like, I'm not going out there. There's monsters. And she's like, all right, well, I'm leaving. Leaves that guy inside and he locks himself in like a storage mm-hmm. container. In the beginning of Resident Evil 3. The video game, not the movie. Mm. And then, well, then if you played the game or any, if you played Resident Evil 2 or 3, you know that Raccoon City gets bombed.
Yeah.
So that guy's dead. Yeah.
Maybe.
Sucks.
He's still okay.
He might still be in that room.
He was in a storage facility. Maybe it, like, bomb sheltered him. And,
well, Deadpool survived 900 years in a
refrigerator. I got to hear a new term for facilities.
What?
I got to hear a new thing for facilities about viruses.
Does it new?
Yeah, they infect each other, and they infect your cells, and they make into little baby virus-making facilities.
This lady's terrifying.
I know, right?
She's studying microbiology, so she worked for the Umbrella Corporation.
Dude, she scares me, because she comes home, and she's like, I know about E. coli, Ebola, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to grab something.
We must kill her before she gets too powerful.
I'm going to grab something to eat out of the refrigerator, and she's going to go, did you eat that old Osaka plate? And I'm like, I thought it was mine. No!
That was my E. coli sample.
That was my E. coli sample.
I had to take it home to hibernate it in the fridge.
No,
the
teacher said
you keep viruses in your dresser drawer.
Yeah, so I was throwing.
No, tell him the best part.
You're like, I gotta grow colonies right next to the panty.
What'd your teacher tell you? What did he say you could do with the virus?
Oh, I can put them outside my refrigerator and grow them.
She can bring them home.
Don't do that shit!
Well, I didn't because the cats were around. I didn't want them to eat them.
Well, no. I wouldn't have brought him home because,
my desk at school.
So you have a virus growing inside your school desk.
Yes. Yeah, it's really cool, too.
I had bubbles on the side of my
school desk. I got eyes and arms now. Looks kind of like a shaga.
It waves at me. I'm like, hi.
If I wanted to do that, I'd just play Spore.
It's just not cool.
You just eat your pizza.
One day she's going to discover the zombie virus.
That's my plan.
And I remember I made this pact with Daniel that if he ever discovered the zombie virus, I would assassinate him.
No, I'm going to make the antivirus. You just want to be my friend.
Wait. If he discovered the zombie virus,
I would assassinate him.
Because he'd be too tempted to unleash it?
Yes.
I'm going to.
I'm
going to
have to assassinate her, too.
I told Lindsay. Because
she's
going to
make the zombie E. coli virus that she grew on top of the fridge.
Well, I told her if she does invent it, she can infect me, but she has to promise not to kill me.
Oh.
So I can be a pet.
Yes, I'll have a leash and everything ready for
I will gladly take the zombie virus.
So you can be like Ed from the end of
as long as y'all don't kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a nice chain.
Colonel,
I
gotta
take my bottom jaw off so
I
can't bite you.
That.
And I'll fucking just walk around.
Colonel, if you were a zombie, I'd probably shoot you in the face.
No, you wouldn't.
On accident.
Rob, would you shoot me in the face if I was a zombie?
Yeah.
If Colonel was a zombie, then he'd probably be like a boss zombie.
He would be my pet
I'd be a
zombie.
Badass zombie.
Dude,
he'd
I
be
would
like,
be a zombie.
What's his name from Land of the Dead? Big
he would,
Daddy.
He would be a zombie with like the. Like metal rebarb stuck in them just for better bashing damage.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, but yeah, like.
Like, oh, come on.
Like,
come
I, if I became
a
zombie,
today.
I would like,
let him chase squirrels.
You would like to live your life as a zombie?
Just don't kill me.
But.
Just don't kill me.
I don't expect anyone here to let that happen.
Right.
In reverse of that, I don't think I could allow it.
I'd let you live.
I would let, maybe I might let you live as a zombie if situation permitted it.
I would.
If I was reanimated?
I'd pull all your teeth out.
Well, I mean, like, if we were stuck in the house and you were a zombie, but I couldn't get out at the moment because there were more zombies outside, I'd kill you. But if it was, like, me and you and we were driving in a car and you're like, I've been bit, man, just let me go, I want to see how the other side lives, I'd be like, alright, get out. See ya, high five. I'd drive. I would do that for you. But if we were in a situation where I couldn't let you go, I would shoot you in the face.
I would start testing things on you.
I'd dress you up in pretty hats.
and then go,
Nice hat.
Nice hat.
My name's Ben.
I'm Aaron.
Also known as Owlman. Also known as BB Guns.
I'm Aaron.
Aaron.
Owlman. I love this story. Fucking Owlman.
I think you and me just laughed the same.
We did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
This fucking Colonel guy, he's been stealing our laughs.
Yeah, I know.
He's collecting them all. It's my mutant power.
His mutant power, did you hear about this, Aaron?
No.
He apparently, like, every so often he'll steal someone's laugh and copy it for a while, and then eventually he'll steal someone else's laugh after that and do that for a while.
He just uses them up until you suck all the life and fun out of them, and then you discard them and find another. Because
I was riding with Rob. And I told him about it, and I started laughing, and I was laughing like Ben. It's creepy.
How do I laugh?
I don't know. But I can do it well.
How do I
laugh? You can't explain
it. No, I can't do yours, because you break.
I have a couple?
You have a couple. It depends on the mood. Like, I know I have a couple.
You have a cackle.
I have a cackle.
You sound like a hyena.
Yeah. But you get your little...
Yeah, I have that, and then I have that. The really high-pitched cackle. That one.
I don't take that one, apparently.
Hey,
and that one I've never done.
Hey, I like your Salacious Crumb one, personally.
Thank you. That's like the cackle.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
So whose laugh are you going to imitate next?
Salacious Crumb?
No, I'm going to be self-conscious and try to never laugh.
Yours for a while.
I'm going to be self-conscious and try to never laugh around the Colonel.
Well,
it's because I hear your voice 90% of the day listening to the podcast. So
he does listen to the podcast constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, I gotta burn you all the old episodes of Dispatches from the Weird, because those I haven't archived yet.
Which is a sister podcast.
Yeah,
yep.
You can find it on iTunes.
You go listen now.
You go look at the website we have. It's not built yet. It's cothw.jinx.com.
I totally lost that.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll make it easier. One day I'll just buy a domain from GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy.
An easy one to remember, like shoes.com. Takes you to our podcast site.
Yeah.
Shoes?
I'm Rob, by the way.
Rob.
Who else
I'm
is here?
Lindy.
Lindy's here.
I'm going to be an evil scientist when I grow up. Yay.
AKA, I'm going to assassinate her. When up.
I'm going to grow up and get shot.
So, Colonel has a nickname. The Colonel.
The Colonel. The rank, not the corn.
That's not your birth name?
Just so you know.
The Colonel.
Colonel. C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Colonel.
Not K-E-R.
Not Colonel, like K-E-R-N-E-L.
You're not going to pop me and turn me into a fluffy treat.
That's what I was planning on doing later. Ching. Ching.
Ching.
Wow, like...
Are you getting paid for it?
Ching. What was that, rallies?
What?
Remember the rallies guy? Was it rallies, like... He was like, double patty, cha-ching with the cheese, cha-ching, get a Coke, cha-ching. You remember that commercial?
I remember
Rap Cat. Yeah,
Rap Cat. Yeah. That's all I remember. But that was Checkers.
No, it was like some dude.
Checkers, it's like what they call rallies cha-ching. Over there. It's the same.
Oh, game. Like Hardee's Carl's Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Kroger and that other one.
Carl's
Smith's.
Jr. was
Smitty's.
So good.
Smitty's?
Mm-hmm.
Smith's. Yeah, Piggly Wiggly.
I miss California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something I saw on TV today. Pissed me off. I'm gonna sing a brief song for you guys, and I want you to tell me what you think of.
It's Friday.
No.
Yes.
I saw a commercial for something, and it used this jingle. Tell me what you think of. Do you believe in magic?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Okay. Werther's Originals now uses that song. That made me feel a little old.
Wow.
I guess the new generation doesn't know that. Do you believe in magic is synonymous with McDonald's?
Does it follow with, and I hope you do, you always have a friend wearing big red shoes?
No, they don't say that. Do you believe in magic?
Now, think about
it. With Werther's Originals, butterscotch candy, and old people like it.
Now, think about this. There are our children today who've never grown up watching that Christmas McDonald's commercial where the kid's trying to skate on the pond. And all the other kids
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine most kids nowadays wouldn't even know who the fuck the Grimace is.
Yeah. I think he still shows up in commercials, but do they really do, like...
No, they don't even do McDonald's commercials.
Yeah,
anymore.
They don't do McDonald's commercials.
They're trying to steer away from him.
Why?
I don't know.
The ones I've seen, they've been, like, weird, like, kind of abstract, like a kid imagining he's an astronaut and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just, like, trying to get a better image.
Well, I don't know what was wrong with Ronald McDonald.
Well, yeah, people, you know, but people bitch and like, you know, oh, well, it's Clums enticing children. Well, as a parent, you can tell them no. We're not going to get a Happy Meal.
No.
We're going to eat spaghetti at home, and you're going to like it.
Yeah. Why is it that every time you see a McDonald's commercial, there's no overweight people?
Because the McDonald's commercial is a preemptive strike to being overweight.
Well, I mean, it's always just like skinny people eat McDonald's.
Well, would you put fat people in a commercial for your restaurant?
No.
If you were a marketer?
I'm just saying.
Fat people don't exist in fat people eat good
TV land. And like gay people don't exist in China?
They don't.
What the fuck is Grimace?
The Grimace?
Yeah, I know what he is. What is he?
Oh, no, I have no fucking idea.
He's like basically a Grimace. That's exactly what he is. He is
a Grimace.
He's not like, supposed to be something.
Okay, because I was like, is he like a big pile of slushy or like...
No, he's just like some weird, creepy, imaginary creature.
Some purple poo?
When he first like premiered, I think he was like really fond of milkshakes, but that kind of just went away.
Yeah, because they don't want to have anything big and purple be synonymous with milkshakes.
I guess.
Because that's stereotyping.
It's like H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that movie? One Eyed, One Horned, Flying Purple People Eater?
Oh, yes. God.
Man. Where it had like a big foam monster suit and it was a One Eyed, One Horned, Flying Purple People Eater? I don't remember that at all.
I do vaguely.
At the end of the movie, they're saying that fucking song. And I was like, oh, no, I know.
That's all I know is that song.
Yeah, I know that one line. I know the little jingle that goes with it.
Flying people
either.
So I'm eating corn nuts.
Good. Gross. I vaguely remember
corn
that.
Loud. WWE.
WWEF?
No, they used to. Oh. Remember they used to say WWF corn nuts?
Yeah. Yeah. I was eating those a lot back then. Yeah.
I like the ranch ones.
The ranch ones are so good.
Corn nuts. I love corn nuts.
I don't understand.
I'm not sure why I love corn nuts, but I do.
I know, right?
I don't like them.
So they're just so weird.
You don't like corn nuts?
No.
Get the fuck out.
No.
Right?
Please, can I stay?
Yeah, you can stay.
Okay.
I'll
touch your toe later.
If you buy me a Slurpee, you can touch my toe.
Why are you always going to buy
this yourself? Guy?
No. Why? I think that you don't care that people touch your toe. You're trying to get free shit out of everybody.
This started one day. I was sitting there hanging out
with
Richie.
Reverse psychology.
And then this fucker, Richie, grabs my big toe for no reason. Just as a, I'm being, like, joking. And then I flip the fuck out because I don't like it when fuckers grab my big toe. I don't know why. It's just fucking awkward. Why, leave my fucking toe alone. Why do you want to grab my big toe? So, but then Colonel was like, I'll buy you a soda if you let me hold your big toe for 15 seconds. I was like, I could use a soda right now. And I can put up with 15 minutes of awkwardness. I flip the fuck out.
I have that video.
So
what
you're saying is you're
how to put it
you're
on Facebook.
Yeah.
You'll just you'll sell your body.
I mean,
first person who offers money.
First person who offers me a Coke.
Well, yeah.
It can't be a cheap
soda. So you can grab anything on this body for a Coke. For 15 seconds.
For 15 seconds.
For a Coke.
I'll buy you a Coke. I don't want to touch your big toe again.
I made you buy me a Monster Energy drink.
Yeah.
It was that good.
It was that good.
God damn it. It was worth it.
I just don't like it, man. I just don't like it. I can't do it. I'm sure everybody has something like that, where, like, there was this one girl I went to high school with, but you've seen that thing that we bought two of for some reason because the chick made us buy them at the mall? There were those octopuses that you put on your head.
Oh, yeah, the head, yeah.
They were, like, these wire octopuses that you would put on your head and it'd feel really fucking relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a head massager, but those are fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But there was me and Rob went to the mall for Christmas shopping, and the chick there was really cute, and she was like, hey, let's put that on your head, and then she'd do that for like 30 seconds, be like, you want to buy one? They're like $15. Somehow we both bought one.
Yeah.
We lived together.
Yeah.
Why did we need two?
So you could like...
We didn't need one.
Do each other.
No, but that was fucking awkward. Because we never used them, because I was never like, hey, Rob, do you want me to tickle your head with this octopus thing? I would never say that.
No.
And I would never be like, Rob, tickle my head with this octopus thing, because fuck that. That's awkward as shit.
So where'd they end up?
It's the power of being female.
I think we mine broke because all the protective plastic tips on it broke off. So then it was just like this sharp metal octopus thing that would cut your head if you put it
on. What do you have, like thin skin or something?
Yeah. No, I just like to chew plastic tips off.
No. Yeah.
But no, I had taken it to school one day.
Eat your octopus.
And then somebody was like, hey, so-and-so girl. You want to have that head octopus thing? And snuck up behind her and put it on her head, and she started crying and screaming. Apparently, she doesn't like people touching her head. It was awkward. Mm.
So, I mean, like, I'm sure a lot of people have things like that.
And you're not supposed to touch, you know, the soul animal and the golden compass. And touching someone's soul is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the three of us got
this imp.
I've never seen
that. Do they call them imps?
I don't remember. I think so.
Yeah, or something like that.
Golden Compass.
What's his name?
They're like, it's their familiar, basically.
They're little soul animals. That movie, like,
yeah. And then the polar bear.
Oh, really? Yes, no, yes, that's the one.
Did you ever read all of them?
No, I just saw the movie. I really liked it.
Okay. Won't tell you more
though. The bears in armor look badass. I mean, it's, yeah. Whatever right. else you have to say about the movie, that looked badass.
Yeah.
Oh, the part where he rips his face apart and was just like, yes!
Armored bears.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it just because of that.
Yeah, you probably
have it. You want to borrow it.
I didn't watch it because they only did one and apparently they're not going to do the rest. And I didn't want to get into that nonsense.
The books were amazing.
Because of Chris?
I was pissed. Yeah. They have some big
The dude's an atheist, and the bad guys are kind of an allegory for the church.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, the guy who wrote it. It wasn't
it's a
like...
movie.
Yeah, I mean...
It's
more just basically like, well, we're the majority and we're being persecuted.
And it was such a good movie.
It would hurt it. Yeah. Suck.
No.
Okay.
You probably heard
it cool.
Christian.
I mean, it was good.
No, I heard it from somebody who was like, fucking, they messed that thing up and the little girl and the bear and fucking how they're going to do the next one. I don't know. I read the books.
They didn't mess it up too bad. I mean, they took some liberties with it, but they followed along with what they could do with, you know, any novel.
I haven't read the books, so I didn't give a fuck.
So Stardust was good.
I like Stardust.
Yeah. Stardust
and that was amazing. Different from the book, too.
Again, this right
know,
here.
I didn't know there was a book for that one.
Yeah,
I
never saw Neil Stardust. Gaiman,
I'm with
yeah.
you.
Ooh, I like movies that are like Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Demolition Man with...
Dancing and drag queens.
The one with the...
De Niro as Captain Shakespeare was fantastic.
Awesome. So
fantastic.
Isn't that?
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah. He was a shop owner. He was the guy who got cursed to Cluck.
He bought the black market.
I fucking love that guy. Right there.
Mm.
He knows how to quote
Demolition
Man.
And the shop fiber is just hot as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Even like dripping
so,
and
rotting. Walt is not here.
Well, yeah, I liked
it. Oh, yeah, Walt. Yeah.
At the beginning.
Walt quoted, I quoted Starship Troopers to him today while we had pool league. I was like, Rico, you know what to do. He's like, I don't like that movie.
Really?
Fuck him, dude.
That's a great movie.
Starship
Walt.
Troopers.
How do you not like Starship
Why you ain't here to explain why you hate Starship Troopers?
Because he's gay.
Yeah.
Do you think hot dogs are sandwiches?
Totally gay.
No, hot dogs are sandwiches.
They are sandwiches. Sorry.
I'm not going to start this again. 1 year.
Rick,
one
show
year.
Show of hands, hot dogs are sandwiches.
Nope, 1 year. We're doing this in a year.
3-2. Eat a dick.
Yeah.
But no, Starship Troopers.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Top 5 sci-fi movies of all time. In mine.
Oh, I thought you were like, go.
It's in my top 5 sci-fi movies. It's also in my top 5 war movies.
Hmm.
Nah,
it's the best war book I ever read.
That's the best war book I have read.
Ice Pirates, though.
Ice Pirates?
With the midgets?
No, that's Time Bandits.
Oh. I'm going to have to bring loan you Ice Pirates. I bought that the other day. I like Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates.
What do you drink out of the side of your mouth?
Why you gotta give me shit for how I drink a Coke?
It is peculiar.
That's your next eating power. You're gonna start
turning into Popeye when you drink
a Coke. I drink a soda out of the side of my mouth. And I have the pinky up in the air because I'm fucking elegant.
I don't care about... The pinky up in the air is fine. I do that for some reason. But you drink out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah, you get less... There's no reason for the madness.
It just, I just looked up and saw you doing it. Because you're looking at Rob, but the bottle's facing me.
You know you're going to try it, though.
You're going to be alone, yeah.
I'm going to try it when I'm in my room by myself and nobody can make fun of me.
All over
like,
you.
Before I go to bed.
Shit. And then you're going to like it. But you won't admit it, so like you're gonna have a soda, and every time you need to take a sip, you walk into the other room, drink from the side of your mouth.
Yes,
like Ben was right.
But I won't admit it.
Damn my pride.
He's so smart.
We I guess we have some things to talk. Yeah, well, see, how is it? You're doing
really good.
Yeah, it works.
What the
side of the mouth. Drink something out of the side of your mouth, guys.
I only have tea, so I don't.
I do that with those too. Like
pinky up,
with a gallon drink.
Learning table manners.
There's no fucking difference.
Okay, I got a question. When you
kids
when,
try this at home,
you do this
and email us your results.
When you drink outside of your mouth, do you actually put your lips partially around it, or do you just let it hit your lips and seep through?
I let it seep through.
Yeah, I just seep through. I don't put my lips around it. It just goes like that.
Depends on the person.
just drinking.
Really you saw me drink the orange juice today. It's just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just turned it up. You didn't drink it outside your mouth.
No, I can't do that because I need to inhale it.
I need to inhale it.
We got topics?
Rob, you're drinking a Coke.
Soda pop.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
That's not a Coke. It's a Coca-Cola.
I've had a couple sodas lately. I'm so disappointed in you.
I went like over 2 months.
Yeah, and I've been 4 months.
No, yes. You drink Coke Zero.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, I'm a big diet. It's all or nothing.
And 2 eggs of corn.
It's all or nothing.
It's all, no, it's fine. I drank one of your Mellow Yellows earlier.
Not mine, but thanks for telling me.
Oh, I drank somebody's Mellow Yellow.
I bought it for Groper.
I drank Groper's Mellow Yellow. I guess, Aaron, you were saying we have topics?
Yep.
To talk about?
Yeah.
I have a few. He's got some. That guy's got one.
Yep.
Three.
Lindy's got some.
And you have some. Who wants to start this bad boy off?
Mine's awkward.
There we go.
Alright.
Oh, man.
I'm chewing. I'm going to pass this picture around to everybody first. Everybody look at it.
People at home.
Fuck you.
People.
Ah!
Is it the same one?
Yes.
Wait. Before you say anything about it, let me see it.
I'm gonna have to link this to the podcast site.
Wow.
It'll be on.
The link to this will be. Look at it.
The link to this one will be on our website, airportroad.jinxed.com.
How do you spell jinxed?
JYNXXED. Airportroad.jinxed.com.
I know what it looks like, but I don't want to look at it because I've already
here. Let me look at it.
It's winking. Just pretend it's winking at you. Or
no,
something.
That's so fucking wrong.
Well, yeah, that looks sharp.
No, that was real.
Nah.
I mean, it's not bad.
Okay,
it's
so like, Cyclopses.
Good X-Men.
This started because we were talking about Cyclops Cat. Which, if you haven't seen Cyclops Cat, Google Cyclops Cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
That kitten that was born with one giant eyeball.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Pretty awesome.
So, actually, four out of the five of us were actually there last night while I was looking this up. But I was trying to figure, because I was watching Clash of the Gods, and it was the Odyssey and all that. And, you know, they're like, whoa, the Cyclops in the story, you know, could have been this, this, or this. You know. Hey, dude.
Hey,
come look at this picture.
Hey, yo.
Dude's here. Dude. That's my topic.
Right on. That's cool. A Cyclops.
That's cool.
Not the reaction I was hoping for, but okay. So what I wanted to talk about was that,
I just like to point out that Kim finds horrible deformations amusing. Her response was,
look at that.
Well done, Kim.
The cyclopia, birth defect and all that, and that it's because the brain doesn't split to hemispheres. So, yeah.
So he's got like one giant hemisphere of a brain.
Right. And so the body doesn't develop two optical sensors.
Huh. Eyes.
Yeah, eyes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I guess that's how cyclopia works.
Because we were trying to figure out, do cyclopses exist?
I guess they do. Apparently so. Apparently. Cyclops can prove that.
And what's that word again? The
proboscis.
Proboscis.
Why do you know that?
Why doesn't
she fucking
know?
Walt did too. I said one thing about what it's like, and he's like, "Oh, the
proboscis,
proboscis."
Yeah, these are people who are like scoffing at knowing like a basic anatomy of an insect term, yet they could name how many dinosaurs.
See, you even knew there was an insect term.
Yeah, it's a little.
I can name a lot of dinosaurs, guys.
Yeah. Well, I can't because mine doesn't exist, so I don't care.
Triceratops?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. The Blue Ranger was a Triceratops. Dude.
Blue Ranger was dumb.
He was a Triceratops.
He was good.
Dude, Triceratops, not a great dinosaur.
That is like a girl.
That
is a girl's dinosaur.
It's not a girl's dinosaur.
Like, no, a Triceratops.
You're only saying that because of fucking Land Before Time.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it's a girl's dinosaur just because there was a girl Triceratops in there.
Yeah.
I always put girl the Triceratops with girl dinosaurs.
I'll agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dude, it had giant fucking horns, three of them, and a giant, like, armor-plated, head thing. Yeah, so?
Eight plants. Most of them ate plants.
So then again, my favorite dinosaur is the Brontosaurus. But that ate plants, but that's a boy dinosaur because Littlefoot was a brontosaurus.
So it did exactly like what you just said. Yeah, I was a T-Rex fan. Yeah. And I don't like it that everyone jumps on the raptor boat after Jurassic Park.
Nah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Cyclops.
Little tiny.
Deinonychus. I'll jump on the Deinonychus boat. Deinonychus.
With the spitty guy?
Utah raptor.
No, Dilophosaurus.
And they didn't spit. Or there's no scientific proof they spit.
Or that they had a frill.
There's no scientific proof.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's just...
But I do have scientific proof of Cyclopses, so continue.
It, they don't have... Well, yeah, I guess they do. But, Proboscis. The proboscis. Out of the forehead, a lot of them grow a protozoic, whatever it's called.
Proboscis.
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 Yeah, so what I'm thinking
Proboscis.
Proboscis.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Say it.
What is a proboscis?
So are you saying these are like brundle flies? It's the extended mouth that insects have that they
for
use
to, sucking and eating and stuff.
Yeah, for like drinking nectar or whatever.
That's half.
A lot of cyclopses are actually more proboscis out of the forehead. So it makes me wonder.
Does it
see what you guys think? Like, because I'm starting to jump boat also onto the more that evolutionary idea.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like being raised very,
Christian.
And when I'm starting to jump the other direction now. And, so I'm wondering if it's like a leftover gene, you know?
So, wait, like other direction, what do you mean?
Well, you know, it's like instead of, I don't know where I fall, but like I'm entertaining the thought of evolution a lot more.
What? You didn't believe in evolution?
Yeah. No.
Why?
I was raised,
Yeah.
If there was a big bang, God said bang, and then it happened.
So you were raised with obnoxious t-shirt slogans?
Yes. With like Jesus shooting Darwin in the head. Yeah.
That's a cool. They made that shirt?
Yeah.
You need to go see it.
I kind of want that
dude,
shirt.
You need to see Paul.
Yeah, Paul is hilarious. I was like one of the only people just laughing my ass off. And you know, there's a big group of Liberty Girls sitting right in the thing, and they were just saying so much shit about just like, yeah, oh, God bless you. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And everything was about evolution and, you know, like where everything came from and just bringing cell structure.
No, you might as well just go ahead and jump into the evolution is legitimate pool because... There's a lot of evidence to say that proves that.
Well, and the older I get, you know, the whole dogma theory that, like, the glass is, you know, is full, and as you get older, the glass gets bigger, but the water stays the same, you know.
Yeah. it's not incompatible with religion. I mean, the Catholic...
Star Wars was never meant to not be incompatible with it.
Yeah.
It was meant to, like, have it fall along. Just on a broader scope of, like, no, it's not 6 days, it's 600 million years.
Yeah, I mean, the Catholic Church pretty much is in support of supportive evolution. They say it's a legitimate theory.
What's the religious conversation?
Welcome to our religion podcast.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, there could be a creator behind the whole evolution thing. I mean, that could be how he created Adam and Eve is by a process of evolution.
Yeah. But, I mean, the older I get and stuff like that, the more I start thinking about, you know, everything else. And so I'm wondering,
since cyclops have proboscises, which are insect mouths.
Now, are they, like, functional? Do they, can they, like, eat through them? Like, can you put, like, a bowl of, like, stew in front of them and just have them dip his head?
I'm wondering. I mean, they do mention it as an appendage.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't know, most of them don't survive past, like, you know, birthing anyway.
Thank God.
Right?
God,
that kid would have a bad time in kindergarten.
He would be really good in the Crawl remake, though.
Yeah.
But, it's just, I wonder if it's like a gene, like the leftover genes, you know, like, remember the dinosaur?
Like, why does a human being have an insect proboscis when no other human being are naturally born with a proboscis? Why does, when you have the cyclopean gene disorder, that you create a bug tongue on your forehead?
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering if it's just something that eerily resembles a proboscis, but isn't functional.
Well,
but it is something that's common, so that's seems to be something that's triggered by this particular birth defect.
Typically, the face is either missing or replaced by a non-functioning nose in the form of a proboscis.
Okay, so that's how the nose develops. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. But it also sometimes develops on the roof of the mouth.
So they got a little penis-looking thing in their mouth?
No, their nose will develop on the roof of their mouth on the inside.
I don't want that.
Wow.
And apparently you catch Cyclopia by smelling a flower.
Yeah, there's like a flower that can cause it.
Wow.
Yeah, it created a lot in Greece. That's why they think that the Cyclops was more of a monster based on how, like,
werewolves were based on people that have that disease that grows hair all over their...
Lycanthropy?
Yeah.
Being...
I thought they were actually a man.
It's just the form of a rat.
It's called being a man.
Too much hair.
Too much hair on you?
Too much hair.
You know, those, like, Mexican brothers that joined the circus?
Yes.
Yeah, that thing. They got checks. I remember seeing a documentary where those like dudes were like fucking getting major tail apparently
because they're men.
Yeah,
you see all
they got married and their wives were really hot
because they had wolf faces.
Yeah, and apparently they were well off too.
It's the corn lily, by the way, is the flower.
Corn lily.
Yeah.
Dear terrorists.
So I could go smell this flower,
and then your baby would be a cyclops.
I would turn into one.
No.
That would be awesome.
If that was the case, I would never leave the house again.
That would be something that Cobra would come up with. Because I'd almost be tempted to do that. Sit in my room and transform.
You'd never be able to watch a 3D movie.
And your nose would be coming out. But I'd kind of be like an art. Or mouth. Just stick my head in fucking holes and eat ants.
What?
Life's too short.
Life's too short to not eat ants.
You gotta live it up, man.
Hibiscus.
You gotta stick your face in a hill and eat some ants with a fucking tube coming out of your forehead.
There would be no more cheesy doodles.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want to smell that stupid flower. I gotta have my cheesy poofs.
Rob, if you ever have a child that's a cyclops, I'm murdering it.
Wow.
I'm letting you know.
If
I have a child that's a cyclops. I want you to be
a triclops.
That'd be fine.
Triclops is okay.
No. If it's a cyclops with a proboscis coming out of its head, you can kill it. But if it has a mouth and a nose,
can it have its stem cells?
It's good. It's fine. Because then it can see the future. No! You can't have its stem... What?
If it's a triclops, wouldn't that be like Tien? From Dragon Ball Z?
Solar flare!
So, I mean, dude, keep that kid, dude. He'd be a badass fighter.
Yeah. He'd be like the fourth strongest human
ever. Yeah, and still jobs to every single threat that the DBZ team faces.
Yeah.
They're the mid-carders that get sent in to just basically get their asses beat.
Real quick, Dragon Ball Z, your favorite character, go.
Goku.
Vegeta.
Oh,
Goku.
Yamcha.
You don't want Dragon Ball Z.
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
I don't either.
Dude, you got that on some Dragon Ball Z.
Super Mario Brothers?
There you go.
Vegeta. Wait, who's the green guy?
Piccolo!
I don't know what the fuck two fingers on my forehead mean!
Either Piccolo
That's how he charges up his beam attack.
Piccolo
or
Vegeta?
I miss Vegeta when he was.
I can't watch Dragon Ball Z because it's so out of order.
It's fucking retarded. Don't try.
It's gotten better.
Has it?
When they re-released it as Dragon Ball Z Kai, they cut out like 60 episodes.
Okay, that's the ones where they remastered.
That was the worst part!
Namek is still about to explode!
It was just like, oh my god, he's still charging up! It's like
5 minutes
next
for Namek
week.
To explode. 23 episodes.
Yes, you watched 23 That's why I can't watch it, because I watched a 4-episode span, and Goku was running to get somewhere.
He was running on Snake trying to get to King Kai's place.
He was running for long,
that was like
motherfucker
10 episodes
flew,
right there.
And then got tired and started running, and then got tired of running, so he flew again. 4 days later, I got the whole episode. He finally got there, and the fucking episode ended.
See, but you can't talk because you got to watch this back to back. We had to sit there and watch it.
Week.
Like,
we watched
once a week.
Yeah,
on Sundays.
Sundays is when they aired.
Oh, I gave up by then.
I couldn't do it.
I gave up after the Frieza saga because I'm like, fuck this nonsense.
Frieza saga was really, really brutal.
Is Frieza
but then,
the
like, it started getting better.
Guy?
Frieza's a guy.
But he looks like a chick.
Looks like a white thing with a tail.
Yeah. With horns. Proboscises.
Right. Well, it had different evolutions. I think the
and
first
then I
one
went to the vampires, I went to Garlic Jr., and then I went to the robots.
The androids, yeah.
Androids,
yeah, okay.
16, 17, 18.
I watched up through Cell.
Welcome to our Dragon Ball Z podcast.
Not religion, Dragon Ball Z podcast.
Oh, yeah. Proboscises. Stem cells.
Yeah, hey, I want to cover everything.
I like the new... I like the new Dragon Ball movie, guys.
I've been trying to get back into Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. It's hard to do.
I watched a couple episodes.
It's hard to do, man. I can't get back into the M&As at all.
Sailor Moon.
I miss Rurouni Kenshin.
I couldn't do the Kenshin. Just it took so long.
Rob, we need to download Ronin Warriors.
That was pretty brutal.
Fucking
oh, wow, I remember that.
I tried to find it. I can't remember.
I gotta find that because I'm raping my childhood right now watching Transformers, so I need to watch something that I remember that was awesome.
What did you get in?
Transformers.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
No, I knew it was going to be bad, but I'm still just like, I loved it as a kid, so fuck it. And I'm watching it, and just like, my fucking brain is just getting fucked right now because it sucks so bad.
I really want to pick up G.I. Joe.
I can't find any torrents for it because I steal all my shit.
Yeah.
So.
I have a couple
I'm so glad you're so open about it.
I am.
I know with G.I. Joe that for every awesome episode, like, you know, the Arise, Serpentor, Arise miniseries, or the one where they get, the two-parter where they get knocked into the alternate universe where Cobra, like, rules the planet. For all of those awesome episodes, most of them are, like, stupid shit, like Cobra trying to... opening the chain of restaurant, like Rocky.
Awesome episode,
or the episode with Shipwreck, and everybody's like turns into like puddles of like sludge or something because they cloned him and he was going crazy. That's the one and only episode.
Yeah, that's the episode I swear to. I keep telling Richie doesn't exist.
Yeah,
because he kept talking about this episode where Shipwreck had LSD hallucinations, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, no, that's the only one. It was like a weird thing. Like he couldn't trust anybody. He wakes up and like he's in a different reality than the one he thought. Like the fish chip
like
that
what
he
happened to me.
With,
with the word coupon.
Like, was a normal, and he was married to her or something like that. Yeah, I remember that episode. I just barely. Yeah.
Rob slid into an alternate reality once.
I did.
Did you?
Twice actually, but for 25
years at the time.
About 23 years.
Is this when you got hit by that alien space probe and then you imagined yourself as a scientist on the planet?
No, you
learned to play the flute.
You were there. You were working that night when I slid. He
I don't remember that.
He slid into an alternate reality where coupon was spelled differently.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
I remember this now. Okay,
that was recent.
No.
Yeah.
He's been spelling coupon C-U-P-O-N his entire life.
My entire life.
Someone corrected him.
Yeah.
And he flipped out. He's like, "No, it's a coupon."
I almost had to.
I remember. Yeah, I remember this totally.
Oh,
I almost had to go home. I was having a panic attack.
Wow.
Because like it was just not right. I know that I've seen the word coupon written many, many, many times, and it was never C O U P O N. This is a weird, fucked up reality.
So you're a slider. You've been stuck here since.
What?
I've had an experience like that because I swear to God, growing up, the word R was just spelled A R, and then out of nowhere, there was a fucking E on it.
You guys are fucked up because words are spelled the way they're supposed to be all the time.
I swear, unless I was just dumb as shit growing up. But then again, with my last name, my mom had to write it on a piece of paper so I could copy it onto my work at school. So it wouldn't surprise me that I just couldn't spell R correctly. So
that's awesome.
What's your last name? Say it on the podcast.
No.
How many letters does it have?
10.
See, there you go.
Fraggle Rock.
Very close.
My name's Colonel Fraggle Rock.
Colonel Fraggle Rock.
It's Finer Frock.
I don't even try to spell that.
Yeah, and I used to have to take a...
Thief. And that's why we call you the Colonel.
Exactly.
They don't know your first name.
They don't.
Jay.
That's not my first name. Yeah, buddy.
I had a couple things to talk about. I'll go over one of them. I was informed today of a new trend. Pogs! Not pogs.
They're back in elf form.
And they're new. What?
What's up with pogs?
I'm liking it on Facebook.
You like pogs?
Yeah, now it says Ralph Smith likes pogs.
Are we actually going to do that thing where we get back into pogs?
I would like to.
What's pog?
Can I get
you
back
don't
into
remember
one of
them? No, I do remember.
I never
pog
got
pog
into
them,
so it'll be a new adventure.
It's like a little game where you throw the little things and try to knock down stats or something. Is that how you played them?
You never played pogs?
I remember these
things. I played them, but I just can't remember.
You had pogs. You set up a stat. Like, I'd be like, Rob,
yeah.
You want to play pogs? You're like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, I got 5 pogs I'm willing to bet. And you put your 5 pogs. You'd hit them with the slammer, whatever flips over upside down.
Okay,
you got to keep.
Okay.
So it was just trying to figure out how to hit them in a way to make them all flip over so you can keep the other guy's pogs. It was gambling.
Yeah. Schoolyard gambling.
That was a game?
Yeah.
God, kids were
fucking we played the shit out of these.
I'm so old.
There was tournaments.
Fucking badass slammer, dude.
And there were different ways to slam the pogs.
Yep.
Yeah, I always was like a hold it this way kind of the guy. You were like a...
Well, I would hold it like you would spray a spray can.
Yeah.
And I would come down and try to hit, like, you know, like the edge of the corner. So it would, like, yeah, would it bounce? Yeah, it compress them and bounce, but it would hopefully, like, slide them out as well so they would flip. Yeah. Yeah.
That was much the same way.
Do you guys remember competitive cup stacking?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that was like big when I was in elementary school, and then they came back like when I was in late high school.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it, but yeah, I've seen like they still do it because I've seen like YouTube videos of this chick like just doing this huge stack like lightning fast. So
I see no need to ever cup stack, guys.
Yeah,
no.
But I was informed of a trend, a thing that the ladies are doing.
Mm. Oh, the ladies.
Are we familiar with the term bedazzling?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the term vajazzling?
Yes. Right there.
It's where you bedazzle your badge.
Yes. What? I've seen it.
You've seen it.
For what?
Like on a person? Yes.
Where else would a badge be?
Well, like. Wait, okay, explain.
Cyclopses.
It's little jewels
attached
glued to the top of the vaginus.
For what purpose?
The portcullis.
What was that word?
Why do you need a purpose? It's like built-in underwear. You ain't got to take them off. It's awesome. They sparkle.
Like
it gives your eyes something to look
at. No, they're like bedazzling things. Like, you know how you bedazzle
so
your
clothes? So they just like stick for like a day?
They would stay for a while, I guess.
No.
I apparently it's a big thing with people who get married. They like to vajazzle. And then that way on their wedding night, they're like, sup, I got more diamonds on my badge. I don't get it at all.
Well,
that's where we are in the human race now.
Like, when I was waxing, you know, girls would ask me to wax, like, shapes in their
hey there, gang!
Stuff.
Hey! Well, wait, you wax you would wax shapes into their...
Yeah, like lightning bolts or stars or their name, you know, you get the stencils
wait,
out.
You used to wax vagina?
Yeah.
I need to be best friends with you.
Because I need some wax.
No, because I want to see you do it, not to yourself. Not to yourself. Let's make that clear. I'd totally watch you wax some chick's vagina. I'm sorry.
I stopped doing it because a lot of chicks are really fucking disgusting, and they would come in after working out. I've waxed girls with their tampon string hanging out. They are nasty, nasty
tampon
bitches.
Give it a little tap.
I've actually waxed them.
Richie, have you heard
of
this
trend? I waxed another chick's pussy.
Well, I brought up something I found out about today, vajazzling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, will you bedazzle?
My grandma does that.
I want to see it.
It's pretty hot.
I'm so horrified by the whole concept of that.
Of vajazzling?
Can we talk about something else?
How about Ben's tick check?
We'll get to that. We're going, hey, Colonel?
Oh, my topic?
Yes, please.
Mine is child torture. But not on other children. Something that happened to me growing up.
You were bedazzled as a child.
I was bedazzled and it hurt. No, I had dandruff growing up. And my mom used to torture me by sitting me on the porch of the apartment building and coating my head with, like, baby oil and taking a comb and just scrubbing the fuck out of my skull for, like, an hour.
They had dandruff shampoo, guys.
No, you gotta realize, when I was a kid, it was, like, the early 80s.
They had dandruff.
I'm older than you guys.
Yeah, they had dandruff shampoo in the 80s, guys.
Well, my mom was cheap.
They don't get it, Colonel.
We were poor. Shut the fuck up. We had baby oil.
I just think baby oil would probably make your
God no. More. It did. Yeah, and it hurt like a motherfucker. Ugh. And my mom used to do this shit to me like once every 2 weeks. Because I had dandruff bad. But now I don't have enough hair for it to get dandruff.
Maybe you could have gone with it, you know.
I don't know.
The cut there.
I should have. But that shit hurt.
So
I don't know why I thought about that.
So your mom would take you to the front porch and be like, sit down, Colonel.
Yes.
Coat your head in baby wax and then scrub you with a brush.
Because called me Colonel when I was a child.
Richard, you are. Because
she knew.
You're on the couch right
now? No, I'm good.
Get
thanks.
Your ass over there.
I'm good, man.
Sit on my lap.
I want to hear more about your torture.
Dude, it's like...
So what...
I'll set the perfect scene up. It's a Saturday. My mom... It's a Saturday. It's a random Saturday in the 80s. My mom would put, like, freaking insect bombs in the house. So we couldn't go in the house for a couple hours. And that would be the perfect time for her to do this. I'm thinking I'm going to be outside running around playing with my friends the whole time. No.
Is that when you were not keeping the cover over your ears?
Yes, that's when... Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for living in the past like a chick. That's when I was not in bed with a cover, a blanket over my ears so the bugs wouldn't get in it.
Wow.
See, he remembers that from the previous one.
They're gonna keep, I've been giving him shit for
last so time. What?
You sound like scared. A movie from the mid-80s.
Dude, I was scared of bugs, so I put the blanket over my ear so the bugs couldn't get in. Anyway.
What he doesn't understand is if the bug was already
I understand
cover,
it.
If the bug was in the blanket,
this is 7-year-old child logic. It worked perfectly. Because when I was a kid, in the movies, a blanket could stop a serial killer. Jason would be like, oh shit, it's double quilted, and leave. So I was perfectly safe.
I don't remember cockroaches seeing any movies like that.
No, no, and it didn't work in Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings wasn't out yet.
Yeah, but that was an elf cloak.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't work in The Grudge.
That was
not yet. Well, she got a Grudge bitch was like, yeah, and but they grabbed her and pulled her into the Grudge dimension.
It wasn't out yet. So with my logic, it worked perfectly, and it made perfect sense.
So did you just, your topic was you wanted to bring up how you were embarrassed as a child having baby oil rubbed on your head?
Yeah.
Do you need to lay on the couch? You know.
No, my mom sat on a step above me, and I sat between her legs.
She wouldn't do it in the bathroom. She'd be like, let's go outside where your friends can see.
Exactly. Let's go outside and let all your friends watch you come to tears as I freaking try and rub your brain with this comb.
Maybe this will teach you to have a less dry
Pretty much, yeah. Every time I do a podcast, I'm going to bring up a topic that embarrasses me as a child.
I don't think I was ever tortured as a child.
You were. Cleaning our ears.
Huh?
Mom cleaning our ears.
I
enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun. We're Korean, though. Koreans have a weird thing.
I was kind of tortured, but I liked it.
I'm not sure if you guys know about the Korean ear cleaning thing.
No.
Lindy, do you know about that since you work in the salon?
Candles?
No.
Unless it's a vagina. She doesn't know.
Candles in the vagina.
There's a... There's no,
that's how you get vagina wax out. Yeah.
It sticks to itself.
That's how you get the beads to stay.
Our mom had these little tiny wooden shovels, right?
Yep.
And we would lay down, wooden and shovel. She would stick them in our ears and actually dig out the earwax and wipe it on paper. That's a Korean thing,
yeah.
Because the little sticks look like tiny chopsticks with little shovel ends, but they had little tiny happy faces with like tassel hair on them.
So that made it better?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and we would lay down and
so
she'd be like...
So you bought these things?
Well, our mom bought them.
Yeah, well, where?
From Korea.
From Korea.
Wait, can I buy this at the Asian store?
Probably.
Holy
it's
shit.
A whole thing.
Dude, it is
so
cool.
It sounds bad, but it's incredibly relaxing.
Yeah. Like, I want to go back to Korea now.
It's
and
so relaxing.
Yeah, like, they have salons over there to do that. Where, like, you go in, they're like, I'll clean your ear out with this wooden shovel.
Yeah.
Bring me the scrape it out of your ears.
Yeah.
It's
so relaxing.
I've done the candling before.
You remember when mom used to have a shovel in our ear and shit ourselves?
That's why I've seen a Q-tip.
Childhood.
Remember
watching that? You know how good that feels, the Q-tip?
She did better with
that. That was you?
Holy shit.
She would always make us go onto the front porch where our friend knows.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She did.
Yeah, our friends would be like, look at those crazy fucking Korean kids in their ears cleaned by their parents.
Or we also played Pogs. And I read The Hobbit.
You what?
I read The Hobbit on the front porch.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
For a while there.
Well, there was that time me and you got in trouble and our mom was all like, go sit outside in the cold for 20 minutes.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, but that's fine.
If you want to talk about child torture, when I got like a C or something.
You got a D minus on a test. And mom made you hold encyclopedias above your head in a squatting position for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And every time you dropped them, she'd slap you with something.
Yeah. A wooden spoon or a wooden shovel.
A ladle. A ladle.
She'd slap you with what she just used to dig
your
ear.
She'd slap you with it and then shove it in your ear.
Yeah.
To calm
you down.
No,
but that actually happened.
That did happen. Yell for the boar worms.
Yeah. It taught you not to get a D, though.
Yeah. Until I got to high school and didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Are you licking up those spoons?
No. I'm looking up my next topic.
Rubis kisses?
Nope.
Oh, all sides?
Would you like to go on with your topic? Unless any of us have been tortured
but
as children.
But you see, you had torture, see?
No, but the ear thing was cool.
No, it wasn't.
To you, it's not. You hate things in your ear.
Who doesn't? You hate people touching your big toe.
I know.
Is that a Korean thing, too?
Huh?
Is that a Korean
thing? That's just a thing.
It hasn't happened in a while, but it needs to.
It's just a crazy thing. That was just a thing I did. You know, parents.
We're here the night we tied Ben's. The bottom of Ben's pants together.
I forgot about that.
That was great.
It made it hard to walk.
I didn't
we get bored.
I didn't tie them together. Aaron, not to the end.
Yeah.
What have you?
A gentleman who's... I'm on his website right now, and I'm not going to even bother saying his name.
Thanks.
But you can go to his website, AdAt for America,
www.tumblr.com. This guy has proposed building a life-sized, fully functional AT-AT as some kind of project, American project. We want to make America awesome again. Let's all build an AT-AT from The Empire Strikes Back.
The big walking robot.
Yes. Four-legged walking
robot. I'm all for this. Is this similar to the RoboCop statue?
I guess so. He's apparently taking donations. This dude is shitty. And the thing that's really amusing, if you go to his blog, he goes on about his dream. But he basically states, I've got absolutely no technical know-how or idea how to do any of this. I just got an idea to build an AT-AT. So there you go. Anyone who knows anything, please email me.
Okay. So he's trying to put together a think tank.
Yeah, essentially, he's trying to get volunteers to come together.
How does that have to do anything with America?
I don't know.
And then more American.
Here we go. Nerds of America, we were once a country that made things, giant metal cars, Hoover dams, non-auto-tune popular music, but now we're stuck in an economy in limbo, blah, 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 nerd, blah, blah, blah. I have a great idea to make America great again. We can show our brain power, our manufacturing prowess, our organizational skills, and our geek-fueled eye for detail. That idea, an AT-AT for America.
That will just bite you?
Yes. Now I have an idea, but no money and total lack of mechanical aptitude. So he's hoping that this will virally spread around the internet and get people actually motivated to do something about it.
I imagine if it money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's got a donation. You can donate through PayPal. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that before there's any concrete plans for this happening, sure. Now, maybe if they've got, like, people on board, I might, like...
Like the Japanese.
Well, the Japanese do this shit almost all the time. Don't they have, like, giant statues of Gundams and shit over there?
Not anymore.
Yeah, they... No.
Oh!
Sorry!
Oh,
I couldn't help it!
Wow! Dude! Fuck!
I'm
too
sorry.
Soon, still!
Nuh-uh.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's never too soon.
No. Colonel, I'm afraid you're fired as spokesperson for Aflac.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not, because you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
You're so happy you said that.
I'm so happy you said that.
Look at all those... Oh, damn.
I don't live there.
But no, so anyway, I bring this up to ask
them,
to ask everyone, if you could have one giant fantasy fictional life-size working thing, what would you want? Rob, yes. Yes, Rob.
Go!
Did you have something, or are you just like...
He wanted to go
first. He wanted a giant statue of his hand.
Does it have to be mechanical?
Oh, it can be...
Falcor.
Thank you!
Okay. It'd be a bed.
No,
oh, yeah, and then I would sleep on it, and then it would just look at me.
But it has to be mechanical, because I want him to breathe and
so it'd
move
be like
and
animatronic?
Head.
I hate that fucking movie so much.
I don't know what the fuck
he's also my alarm clock.
Never
this
in
is a fucking retarded man's
from Richie's right. Not into fantasy.
Yeah. What does he say? Hello, Atreyu.
No. Story.
With luck.
Oh, my God. With the dog that looked like he had
so I love
so
children.
I would.
No! I'm a big dog with bubble wrap.
But it's got to be the voice from the
fuck
first.
Fuck you, Falcor's awesome.
That's pretty much all he was. I mean, to be fair, he's accurate.
Didn't that dude get sneezed on by a giant turtle?
Yeah,
and just kept climbing
the turtle
the
was
same
allergic.
Tree and getting yeah. sneezed on over
that
and over.
That scene was awesome.
Because yeah. the turtle was allergic to children or boys.
Now, is this a 1-1 scale replica?
Yes, 1-1 scale, fully functional.
Godzilla.
That's why I'm old.
Okay. Well, can we keep it to things that could actually be built? I mean, are you talking about like a robot Godzilla?
Mecha Godzilla.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I was going to say. Suggest, yeah.
Mecha Godzilla. That's what it would
happen. Mecha Streisand?
Like
Richie, do you have if there's what? One thing from living fiction that you could build life size and fully working?
Get really silent. I think a cool, like a life size statue of Cthulhu would be pretty cool.
Size of a mountain?
Just a mountain.
Yeah, just carve it out of like
K2
or something.
I don't want
K2 it functioning
though.
Just there.
Where would you put it? Would you put it?
Or maybe Gamera.
Fuck off. Would you put your Cthulhu like on a mountain, or would you put him in the middle of the ocean just sitting there?
Oh boy. That's a better idea. Just but like a big lake instead of the ocean.
Like Smith Mountain
like
Lake?
Like Smith Mountain Lake. Just pop Cthulhu in the middle. That's what's missing from Smith Mountain Lake.
Yeah,
and hollow it out and turn it into a floating bar.
Or a big water slide.
Yeah,
you could have a water slide going through him too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every tentacle is a
Lovecraft
water
themed
slide.
Bar.
That needs to happen.
It does.
We have such good ideas.
I wouldn't mind a fully functioning lab. And then I really want that
the
brain.
No, I want a lab.
Oh, and Dexter's lab would be cool.
That'd be great.
Who is it? The brain from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Krang.
Krang.
His power suit?
Yeah.
With the brain
power suit.
So,
but you'd have to be just a.
You can remove your brain and put it inside.
I want Megatron.
Oh, an Optimus Prime.
Oh,
I want Megatron because he could turn into a gun and I could shoot people.
Thank you,
only for Soundwave.
Only, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Optimus
Prime.
Oh.
I just made a comment that makes sense on the APR
podcast.
It
always loses.
And we got Transformers.
This is a kid show.
Again. Lindy did it twice.
You have something to say?
Ticks.
What do you have to say about ticks other than that brush that I feel you're going to reenact Colonel's childhood memories on my head with?
Oh my god. Oh my god, y'all.
Oh my god.
Woo, chocolate!
Looks like tea.
I brought a box of
You're not going to die. You don't have Lyme disease.
No, well, there was a thing earlier. Me and Rob and you were shooting a movie earlier today in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Rob were laying on the ground with a puppet. And
rolling around in the leaves.
Well, you gotta do puppeteering, right?
Me, Rob, yeah,
right?
And Lindy were shooting a movie in the woods, laying around with a puppet.
When is this coming up on new porn?
Oh, red tube duck.
So Rob and I get up, and we are covered in ticks. At least 20-something ticks on us each.
That's with a T.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not dicks.
I'm making sure.
So then we were freaking out, and then we were like, oh, that's cool, they're not deer ticks. They're those little baby red ticks. And then Lindy's like, no, those are fucking deer ticks. That's Lindy's voice now.
That's a good Lindy.
They're the ones with the little white dot in the middle of their backs.
Oh, they had
fucking
those,
trash in my soul.
Yeah, those are the ones that give you Lyme disease.
So all day I've been like, I'm going to catch Lyme disease. Rob, you've been the
same.
You dipped myself.
All fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to say about ticks?
Do you know the warning signs of Lyme disease?
Yeah, your little red bullseye.
Yeah. There you go.
70-90% of
Is that where you had a tick? Or you just drew a bullseye on the back?
I drew a bullseye because we didn't shut up about it.
Okay. Yeah. So watch out for that.
If you got bit, if the head was stuck in there, it has to have like at least 24 hours for it to transmit through your body. Then you might have it.
What if it's on my back and I can't see it?
Use a mirror!
Huh? I don't wanna.
Oh, well then.
And what if it's in my hair?
That's why I have the comb, so I can check your head.
Now, yeah.
Almost 24 hours later.
It's not 24 hours, it's maybe 12.
Boom. Yeah, this was like at 10, so it's maybe like 14, something
14.
Like that.
14, we're running close. 10 Six. Hours left before we die. We get all limey.
Now, here's my question.
Can we create a countdown clock?
Countdown to Lyme disease?
Yeah.
What happens when you get Lyme disease?
You can go blind.
Your fingers will fall off.
Yeah.
Your joints will ache.
Proboscis pops out of your forehead.
Yeah.
You go to the doctor, they give you some antibiotics, and you're fine.
Doesn't
yeah, but what happens if you don't?
You'll die.
Get Lyme disease?
I don't know if that's true.
It attacks your central nervous system. You can have, like, heart stroke.
Heartworms.
No heartworms.
Oh, okay.
Seizures.
It can be treated, right?
Yeah,
as long as it's early,
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to give it to people.
Well,
it's not contagious.
You're not getting
it's
mutant power.
That was my first thought.
Are you going to like jump on people's back when they're walking through the woods? Don't come near me. I've got Lyme disease.
Maybe
you could.
I know one thing about Lyme disease.
You're thinking of rabies.
And that's on the season of the Real World season of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Real World Seattle. Fucking Irene had to leave the show because she had Lyme disease and the black dude slapped her in the face.
Right.
Wait, he slapped her in the face because she had Lyme disease?
No, they hated each other.
Wait, is that the episode?
They hated each other because she had Lyme disease?
And he threw her dog into the water.
And he smacked her like a little bitch.
Yeah.
And then ran aside?
Well, she was.
I saw that episode.
But now I remember why I don't do
I saw that episode. It was on the water, right? San Diego or some shit? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Seattle,
Sandy, I don't give a fuck. It was on the water. He smacked her like he was a bitch because he was gay.
But that's all I know about Lyme disease is that when you get it, you have to leave the show.
When you get it, you get kicked off the Real World.
So if one of you get Lyme disease, are you going to be leaving the podcast?
Apparently,
yeah.
And someone's going to smack us.
Me. Like a man.
They didn't even throw my stuffed dog into the river.
Do the hardening technique.
Yeah, I'm going to kick you and spin you in a circle again. Right?
But that was my first thought. I'm like, well, if I have Lyme disease, I'm going to give it to everybody, so I'm going to just shut myself off and not talk to anybody ever again. I don't want to give anybody Lyme disease until I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah. I didn't really research what it did. I just Googled Lyme disease contagious, and it was like, did you mean the correct spelling of Lyme disease contagious?
Yes. L-Y-M-E.
I put in L-I-M-E, because I'm phonetical that way.
So you're a phonetical zealot.
Yeah. So good to know, but Lindy, after the podcast, is going to search through our hair like a monkey with a comb and try to find ticks.
All right, I hope you guys are taping it so you can put it on the YouTube channel.
I want to do it now.
It's going to be bigger than smoking videos.
Oh, God. Tick searching.
Tick searching videos. Hey, Richie. Hey, guys.
Richie, you look
good. I was in the woods all day.
You should go tick searching with your little sister. Terrifying. Have we gone on about smoking videos before?
She can't be more than 16. What's she doing, tick searching?
You look really cool in your Facebook pictures, Richie. You should make some tick searching videos.
Thanks, Bacon.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's someone jerking off to me.
Rob?
I'm tired of being the only one.
Do you have any?
Nope.
I've rubbed one out to you earlier.
I've got something called strawberry shortcake cookies.
I want one.
To try it.
Wow.
Would you bring the box of
I brought a box face. Of...
I want one.
There wasn't even there are three.
Oh.
So I don't want one.
No, I'm good.
No, you guys can...
I really like those.
Who wants one?
I'll have one.
Those are over there.
There's enough for everyone else.
I brought lemon heads.
I'll eat lemon heads.
Where'd you get this fucking box of goodies from?
The station sent it to me.
With the lemon heads in it?
Huh?
With lemon heads in it?
No, and raisin cookies.
Oh, well, fuck, I love raisin cookies.
There you go.
Okay.
And two right,
we have more.
Those are big-ass Smarties.
I know, why couldn't they be Chico Sticks?
Thank you, Candy Santa.
No problem. Chico Sticks.
It sounds like a pimp name.
Necco Waivers.
You go down
I like Necco Waivers. I did something terrible last week.
Yeah?
I mentioned it to a couple of you guys. No, I mentioned it to some of you. Worst decision I've ever made.
Cake soon?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I took a... Dude brought home $90 worth of cake the other day.
Mm-hmm. Did it all expire the very next day?
Yes. And I was like, I gotta eat some of this cake. And I had an idea. I had the idea. I cut the cake up into small chunks.
You tried to man versus food it?
No. I put it into a bowl, and I was like, I love cake, and I love drinking milk when I eat cake. They should work together. So I poured milk into the bowl with the cake and made cake soup. Worst idea I've ever had.
The thing that makes me love the fact that Ben is my best friend is that I know that's entirely true from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
One else on this planet would have done that.
It just seemed like an amazing idea. Because, like, that's how Cookie Crisp was invented. Somebody was like, I love cookies and I love milk.
You were going to make cake soggy.
I was going to make the new breakfast cereal. Birthday soup.
Oh my god.
It was
That's
terrible.
Gotta be our emo band name.
We're birthday soup.
We're birthday soup.
Hit it. I miss you.
What's so sad?
I miss you.
Happy birthday.
I miss you, birthday.
I only see you once a year.
Oh.
I hate you.
I love you, birthday soup. No, but birthday cake soup, worst decision I think I've ever done cooking. And I've done some doozies. Tuna popcorn cheese surprise was one of them.
Tuna popcorn. Wow.
I made popcorn, throw
surprise.
Tuna in it. And
you keep trying to talk me into this.
It's, yeah. You popcorn, tuna on it, shredded cheese, microwave, fork.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And if you're adventurous,
don't judge me!
If you're adventurous,
what the hell were you thinking?
Plum.
Well, no, that's not bad.
There was so much in that, I forgot half the things he just said.
Because, Aaron, do you like tuna?
I like tuna.
You like popcorn?
Yes.
Cheddar cheese?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of shit.
Not together.
None of that shit goes together.
I can do tuna and cheddar cheese on a bun.
Can you do popcorn and cheddar cheese? Yes.
I guess.
Can you do tuna and cheddar? Yes. Put them together, save time.
But the popcorn would get
birthday cakes.
They all end up in the same place anyway.
So that might be a new segment where every week I try putting two good things together. See if they taste good.
Wow.
Probably not.
That should be a blog. Make
ketchup
a Tumblr.
And mac and cheese is good.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Ketchup and mac and cheese.
No.
I did like ketchup and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Ketchup and eggs
man.
Is awesome.
Hot sauce and scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Hot sauce and glazed potato chips.
No ketchup. No.
Have you done that?
What? No,
a bag of plain Lay's potato chips and put hot sauce in it and shake
the
bag up?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, ketchup is only good on home rice. Meatloaf.
You're going to have to explain om rice, Rob, because we're Korean.
No, gosh. Om rice is this little wooden shovel.
And they dig it out your ear and cook it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
That's kimchi.
No, that's kuku.
You know, this our heritage all you want.
This our heritage.
I have pride being...
It's only half your heritage.
Not really.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, om rice is where you take fried rice. And then you cook up, you scramble up an egg, and you make a really flat egg. What do you call it?
Like
you
make
an omelet. Like an omelet?
Yeah. You take fried rice and put a thin sheet of like omelet egg over top of it, and then eat it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. That sounds good.
That doesn't sound crazy at all.
Just sounds good.
Yeah. And you put ketchup over top of that. I'll eat ketchup on that.
I like ketchup on anything.
Oof.
I'm not a big ketchup fan unless it's frozen.
I'm thinking about trying om rice soup.
No. I think that's a bad idea.
So I love eating om rice and sweet tea.
Don't ever talk about it, though.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd say anytime you have...
Did you ever try? I've heard you talk about, but did you ever try carrot cake soup?
I've never tried carrot cake soup.
Because that's got a thicker consistency. It might work.
I think that might actually be a good idea.
Yeah.
Carrot cake.
After my disastrous results with birthday cake...
Well, no, it's just, it seemed like it
cuddles in there, you know?
It seemed like I could have been...
Day 27. Still have not perfected the birthday cake soup. Today, trying without candles.
Ice cream cake soup.
Ice cream.
But it seems like...
You just leave ice cream cake out. It becomes ice cream cake soup.
When did Ben sound like he was in a Hammer film?
Oh, since I started watching Hammer films on Netflix all week.
Mm. Your my voice sounds like my Lindy voice.
Yes, hello.
It's Vincent. You're Vincent Price.
I'm Lindy.
Right now, Lindy doing an impression of Jonah Hex.
Come on, set up the scene.
All right. I walk into the bar.
Right.
And you, Lindy, portraying Jonah Hex, is sitting at the bar. I turn to you and say, "Hey, what happened to your face?"
Boom.
You mixed it up.
Oh, I shot you.
Yeah. But that's not your impression of Jonah Hex.
No, that was my impression of Lindy doing Jonah Hex.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Here it goes. Here. I'm Lindy.
Okay.
At the bar in the Jonah Hex movie.
Right.
You walked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Action.
Hey, what happened to your face?
He makes that noise.
Give me your best birthday cake soup.
Cheers. Nice hat.
Nice cake.
Nice cake.
Good soup.
I cut myself.
That was a really good impression too, Ben.
We broke it.
It just makes sense though, because so many people have put things together, like Cookie Crisp,
like cheddar cheese biscuits,
root beer float. Mm.
It sounds like you're doing a spoken word piece.
Cheddar cheese, biscuits, root beer float. America? America. Happy birthday, soup.
Drop the mic. No, you're right. I mean, people had to try horrible shit before they found shit to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, they figured out pizza. Just throw everything on the cheese.
Serpentor.
Serpentor
created, it was in a G.I. Joe comic.
One of his DNA donors.
No,
it wasn't him.
Well, whatever. But
I'm quite sure he didn't say, pass the pepperoni,
One of his DNA components, him and his troops or whatever were out where the
fuck
they
were. Playing with that.
And all he had was bread, tomatoes, and pepperoni.
I didn't know.
And a fire. And they were all hungry, but no one wanted to eat all them. Separately. Serpentor said, you know, Serpentor's components, whatever, they put tomato
genetic
sauce
ancestor.
On. Yeah. They put the sauce onto the bread, and then put the pepperoni on it, and they cooked it, and they all ate good.
So that was in a comic?
That was in a fucking G.I. Joe comic.
Were they out of ideas?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm guessing this was a Larry Hama writing.
Not bad.
This is our command.
Look it up. I can look it up on your phone.
Okay.
Serpentor creating Pete.
Oh, like I'll be back.
I think I have that issue in my
forget how to
really?
Talk, man.
It doesn't. Sean, go get your head baby oil.
Shut your face.
Yes, Colonel.
Go dig your fucking head.
Don't be out there with the harsh comb.
Don't make me go get a shovel.
Connor is very amused by it. It's like his little buddy.
Bring my wire brush.
I just won't trust you. You're not coming anywhere near my ear. Or I'll put bugs in your bed.
I'm going to get your ear or your
pedal. I'll put bugs in your bed. They'll climb into your ear.
Shut up, or I'm going to put a fucking little ghost at the end of your bed and move it throughout the night.
No, it's not a ghost. It was a hand puppet.
I don't give a shit.
It was a hand puppet of a ghost.
Fucking puppets. Yeah. Fuck you. Fucking no, puppets. Fuck you. You did that to me.
This is like the third podcast in a row we brought that up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Terrifying.
The general manager is beeping in.
Yeah.
Raw's anonymous general manager.
I had a dream last night that you and I were trapped in the bug pit from Temple of Doom.
I don't want that.
I don't either. Was he Willy or... No, we were... I was me and he was Ben. Oh, and we were like, why the fuck are we in the Temple of Doom?
Like, we knew we were in that scene of the movie?
Yeah. We just suddenly were there, too. There was no build-up or anything. It was like we... I was kind of hoping you'd had the same dream and somehow, like... we'd been popped out of our separate dreams and thrown into someone's horrible nightmare.
Oh, man.
Well, would you rather be in the bug pit or the needle pit from Saw 2?
The bug pit.
Really?
Yeah, I'd take the needle pit over the bug pit.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I love needles.
If I got thrown into the bug pit, I'd kill myself. They're going to go on my
ear. I can't deal with bugs, dude.
Mm. Neither can you, Carl.
My dinner with Serpentor was what it was called.
My dinner with Serpentor. Story.
Wow.
Just so come out.
What? No. Did I miss something?
No.
You were something.
Colonel, do you have anything else?
It was in the G.I. Joe yearbook number 3, you guys.
Okay.
Colonel, have you anything to speak of?
March 1987.
God damn it.
I'm going to make a lot of people angry if I speak of WrestleMania, so I won't.
No, go for it. I mean, I think we all kind of wanted to talk about WrestleMania. Go for it. I'm kind of leaning towards what you were mentioned earlier, so go for it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm fine with
go ahead. WrestleMania was awesome.
I can't believe Hogan slammed Andre.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Big bastard. And left on his little ring machine.
I wasn't sure what year you guys were talking about. I think it was the last WrestleMania I saw.
Wow!
What, 3?
It's a joke, Rob.
Fuck off.
Look it up. I'm trying to still look up my dinner with Serpentor.
I didn't watch WrestleMania, so I'm kind of interested to see what everybody thought. I've watched recently, but...
I believe that Triple H should have beat The Undertaker.
You're a dumbass.
I am a dumbass, but I've seen Triple H take a hell of a worse beating and beat the shit out of people.
Wrestling's fake.
It is fake, and I don't care. And also,
no,
I thoroughly believe... Stop drinking out of the side of your fucking
fuck
face!
You! I am thirsty!
Drink normal!
He's giving me shit. Like, he was giving me shit because, what up, I have a Coke. I'm thirsty.
People don't drink that way.
I do!
No, you're doing that Popeye to get attention.
No, dude,
you're
like
a 9-year-old kid over there waiting for the wooden shovel to get in your ear. You're just craving the attention.
So Mama, clean my ears. You're gonna do
the funny. You're gonna do the funny drink.
Anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm.
You should start drinking out of a straw.
Yeah,
bottles
out of the
straw.
Side of your face, or through the hole in your ear that your mom digs out.
Mm.
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 Talk about how your dick. Just gonna talk about Triple H.
Triple H should have beat The Undertaker. Don't try to hit me with your book.
No, I was trying to hit that moth.
That was strategic.
Yeah, I was trying to save your life. He was trying to fly into your ear.
Yeah, he'd have more of a clear path going into your ear.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sitting on the blanket.
I liked having this ear cleaned out.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Anyway, and The Rock should have minded his own fucking business.
Oh, in the John Cena match?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Which was the worst fucking match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're going for the belt, you're not going to tackle the motherfucker outside of the ring into the crowd.
Did you see the end? Wait, we've all seen WrestleMania here, right? Except Richie. Did you know? You know how the last match ended? Double count out.
Little told me, yeah.
Horse shit.
Horse shit. Rock needs to mind his business unless he's going to come back and wrestle full time. Because Cena should have got the belt. Because the only good thing about The Miz is I'm awesome.
It's because he fucking is. He was on The Real World.
But that's it. And his intro, the little freaking little cut scenes that he put together before he came out was awesome.
Oh, yeah, he was at the director's desk and, like, switching.
Cena should have won. And Triple H should have won.
No.
No.
Yes.
Undertaker has an undefeated streak.
I don't care.
He's a respectable wrestler. He Let him get to 20. He is and a then respectable he can retire, wrestler. And that's his thing.
He's an awesome wrestler. But you're making this one man undefeated in WrestleMania, but he'll lose any other fucking match in Raws or SmackDowns or whatever. But when it comes to WrestleMania, he's not going
to
lose.
Because he's been loyal to the company. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Triple H has beaten the shit out of and gotten his ass beat worse in that fucking in that match.
No,
and
dude.
Still won.
I think your problem is you're trying to apply logic to wrestling books.
I am trying to apply logic to wrestling.
Did Bearer come out with Undertaker?
No. He probably, I don't know. I mean, what you gotta do is understand, too, yeah, I mean, you gotta get into the personas of what they are. I mean, he's the dead man. I mean, he's...
Yeah, but if you caught him a couple years ago, he's a fucking biker, so, I mean...
Come on, ain't no great to keep his body down.
It just depends on when you tune in on fucking wrestling.
Yeah, if maybe when he was a biker, then, you know, and he wasn't controlling, like, the forces of nature, then maybe Triple H could have had a shot.
Because that goddamn them forces of nature...
He controls lightning and the lights of the ring.
And the last thing I'll say about wrestling is Triple H needs to totally come out to the fucking song that he came
for Whom the Bell Tolls?
Yes. No. Yeah. Yes. Because that shit was...
He came out For Whom the Bell Tolls, it was awesome.
Well, it started donging and they do this whole intro and you're thinking that it's like Taker coming out because it starts with the bell ringing. And then it's like all these like fucking like Spartan centurions with shields come out and like they form a, like a phalanx or whatever, and then like they open up and reveal Triple H.
It was like, so
with a
badass.
With a skull mask and like huge Conan cape.
Yeah.
And then the lights today. Went out and then they came back on and they played Motorhead.
Like, Lindy is just conscious enough to let out a slight laugh.
That's
still talking about wrestling? Okay.
I like wrestling.
I'm
getting back into it.
I like old wrestling. I don't think I can get into it now.
Yeah, old wrestling. Old wrestling.
I like it actually. I like the fact that it's more PG in a little sense. I mean, I'd like it if they could. It was okay for them to bleed now and then, hard way. But, some of the shit during the Attitude Era was definitely awesome, but they just went way overboard in some cases trying to keep up with WCW.
I agree.
Oh yeah, and Trish Stratus is fucking hot as a brunette.
I agree with that. I totally agree. I think she looks way better as a brunette.
Oh yeah, she looks so good. I'd fucking pause the TV and masturbate to that.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty much everyone at our pool.
I'm moving into your house.
Across the hall from me.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Don't watch wrestling in the middle of the
night. I'm going to hear that match go on, and then it just stops. And then 3 minutes later, it cuts back on.
Honestly, like the past 3 years...
That's giving him a lot of credit.
Wrestling,
okay, yeah.
Is somebody will call me and say, hey, Piper's going to be on Raw tonight. And I watch, and he gets his ass kicked in like 5 minutes, and then he disappears.
He was at Mania.
He popped up for like a skit,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah,
a pre-recorded skit.
Yeah,
apparently at Access the week before he was doing stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
A skit that included the greatest song ever created, Friday. It made it to WrestleMania. That chick is big time.
She's something.
Rebecca Black, you are so awesome. 13-year-old little bitch.
Colonel.
Yes. I would pause that shit.
Partying. Yeah.
Come on, Rob. Fun.
That's good. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Is it Trish Stratus?
Just give me your phone.
Because I'm going to go to the bathroom.
We'll pause this podcast.
That would make it a pause cast.
Oh. Aaron, do you have anything else?
God.
We already talked about him.
Yeah, we did.
Here? That's awesome. I don't believe it.
I bought a book the other day, All Your Base Are Belong to Us, How 50 Years of Video Games Conquered Pop Culture. And interesting book. I saw some blurbs for it online, and then I stopped by Barnes & Noble, decided to pick it up because I haven't read anything for a while. And it's not exactly what it kind of suggests from the the title.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the history of video games, but it essentially each chapter is kind of telling a story of a development company or a developer and like the genesis of their role in the game industry. It starts like all the way back with Tennis for Two, which was the first video game ever created that was played on an oscilloscope.
That wheelie thing that my dad talked about.
Yeah. And it covers, it features like Ralph Baer, the guy who created the Odyssey, Noam Bushnell from Atari, talks a bit about Will Wright, Roberta Williams, Shigeru Miyamoto, Trip Hawkins from...
Holy shit, they got Miyamoto?
Yeah.
That's the Mario man.
And but it's basically it kind of like little, each chapter is a little biographical story of like their of them growing up, how they got involved in games and whatnot. Really not much about how it conquered pop culture, unless you count some kind of heavy-handed analogies, you know, to pop culture, you know, TV shows or to movies or things like that. But it's an interesting read. It's, you know, I'm not going to say it's greatly written, but the content there is pretty good.
Well, all your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us. And the thing that I find funny is they titled it that, but there's no mention of Zero Wing at all, the game that spawned that whole meme, except like in the, like as a quote in the very front. They don't mention, and that's what I was kind of looking for. It's like, you know, how video games have spread to things like, you know, internet memes, how you see references on, you know, shows like the Drew Carey episode where they all turned into Sims for, I think it was a Halloween or an April Fool's gag or something like that. Hmm. It's just, it's a history of video games is what it is. It's not really how they shaped pop culture, but it's worth reading if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Video games.
Yeah.
Why did Drew Carey get a WrestleMania? Why did Drew Carey get honored, put into the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
He was in Royal Rumble. Yeah, he was in the Royal Rumble, he was like WWE Celebrity Hall of Fame.
Yeah. For is Cyndi Lauper in there yet?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Captain Lou is.
Is he?
Captain Lou should be in, like, manager.
I want to put rubber bands in my fucking cheer.
Captain Lou, Captain Lou, I like that song.
I know.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I watched the Hall of Fame thing, and they didn't cover... they covered, like, the Road Warriors, you know, Shawn Michaels, of course. A couple other people, but they didn't, like, have Sonny. They didn't have... Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And a few others. They just kind of mentioned that.
When is Hacksaw Jim Duggan getting his own DVD?
I don't know.
Like, I'm gonna watch a documentary about Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Halloween this year, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You totally look just like him. I will buy you a fucking 4x4.
I'm gonna have to like work out, man.
Just go, hello.
No, you don't. I'm not walking. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You're good.
No,
and I'm not saying that as an insult. When I saw him, I was like, holy shit, he looks like Aaron.
Wow. You're saying that very pleasant.
Yes. Man, that's so not a compliment.
He did actually. Because they came out at Mania, and he's just, holy shit, he looks like Aaron.
That's so not a compliment.
It is. He was a good wrestler. That's messed up, dude. No, he was a fun wrestler.
Yeah, no, he was a great guy. He was always that, like, the guy you always, the mid-carder you always cheered for. Even though he was never in an angle or anything like that. He's just a dude who came out to fight, like, you know, people on fucking, you know, superstars or something like that.
Well, it's rude to cheer against a retarded guy.
Yeah.
Was that his gimmick?
You always seem a little off to
kind
me.
Of my assumption.
Yeah, you got to cheer for the retard.
I never saw him.
Did you fucking ever cheer against George Animal Steel when he was eating?
I didn't watch back then. I don't even know who George Animal Steel is.
He ate the turnbuckles.
He was Tor Johnson and Ed Wood.
What? Yeah. I didn't see Ed Wood.
Yeah, and isn't he like a history teacher or something like that?
I asked Mara, and you were like, I loaned it to some guy.
I'm sorry.
I was like, can we watch? And you're like, I still loaned it to some guy.
Sorry.
I loaned it to another guy.
Nice hat.
How are we still talking about wrestling? How do we get back on that?
Drew Carey.
I meant to tell you, Rocky wrote a novel.
Did he?
Yeah.
From GWAR.
Yeah. It's published on some private publishing house, but it's available online.
Hmm. I'll take a look-see at that.
I don't know what it's about, but...
Oopsie daisy.
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything?
Nope. Damn. I only have one thing to talk about.
I think I'm pretty much done.
Yeah.
I was going to...
It's going to be a short talk.
No, I had one thing to ask, just because I was watching High Fidelity.
I love that movie.
And at the one point in the movie, they were like, oh, you made a list of your top five jobs if money and time were no object. So, what would you do if money and time was no object for your job? Everybody.
What would I do?
Yeah.
like as a profession, or could I just sit around and play video games all day?
No, because we already do that.
So it would be a career, like my dream career.
Yeah, sure. It's getting all hypothetical with you guys.
If money was no object
and time,
money and time.
Yeah.
Anyone else want
to? You can go. I'll go after you. Since you sounded eager to answer.
I mean, I want to make.
You repeated the question.
I don't want to make a movie. Like a real movie.
I think I'd do that, and I think I want to make Flight of Dragons.
I would also help with that project.
Yeah,
of course.
Or a comic book store. I'd do that.
I'm going to go with Panhandler.
You want like a hobo?
No, I have no legs. Yeah, someone who just like a homeless person who like begs for money.
Because you that job is totally available right now.
I can totally clear like 500 probably. The problem is that they don't have good health care.
Yeah, but if money,
but if money and time were no object, then I could just buy the healthcare.
You could buy Obamacare.
Yeah, I wouldn't need it. I'd basically just be able to harass businessmen on the street.
Which you do so much anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no legs.
Colonel, what would happen with you?
I have no legs. I would be a professional assassin.
Need money for karate.
Professional assassin?
Yes.
I know some people, actually, I could get you in touch with.
That's cool.
Where's John Cusack?
I'd probably just, you know, try to get Geeko-chan off and running.
Geeko-chan.
You're going to lead the way in American-Japanese animation? Yeah. It's subtly anti-Japanese, though.
Just on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just on the surface. It's cleverly hidden on the surface. I don't know. I'm
because the first line of the song is, fuck Japan.
I know.
It's Geeko-chan.
I think I'd go with filmmaker, obviously. Everybody that's here, you know. But I would have nothing to do with dragons.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that makes sense.
You like dragons.
Yeah, let me read the script.
James Earl Jones.
But like, that's kind of a, kind of an obtuse like idea of filmmaking as a career. Like, if you were talking like more like a real career, you know?
Yeah,
that people achieve. Probably like run a radio station.
You wouldn't say rock star because the chances are
right. I mean, something that's achievable in a way that money and time would matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Probably
that's why I went with Panhandle.
Yeah,
I said I'd run a comic book store.
I love that.
I'd direct the news at a local television station. I love you guys.
My life is awesome. I would open that restaurant we were talking about.
Oh, six piezas?
Six piezas? Seven piezas.
Seven piezas.
Where we work at the...
Each location should be a different pieza.
Now it's six piezas. Where it's an all-night Mexican restaurant. We're also in this alternate reality in a band.
Yeah. And we're the world's greatest cover band.
We're the world's greatest cover band, and every hour we play a song.
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, back to work, and we go back to the kitchen.
Yep.
Can I change my answer? I want to be one of the Hong Kong Cavaliers.
Harlem Globetrotters.
I want to be a Harlem Globetrotter.
I want to be on Buckaroo Banzai's team of like super scientists slash rock stars.
I just want that cool music to follow around.
Dude, Buckaroo Banzai the best fucking theme song.
I would be Clitus. Flash Gordon.
You would dispose of me very easily. I would be built up as a badass throughout the beginning of this film. Then you will very easily defeat me.
Yeah, that would happen.
Just toss you on a spike.
Yeah. It'll be,
and then my eyes will pop out of my head for no reason.
Wild ride.
That's why you didn't want to fuck with those spikes, man.
I'm the leader of the Hawkmen.
Die!
Blind on a rocket cycle!
I want to work at the Hawkman rocket cycle factory. Like their top engineer.
Noah works.
Yes, he does. I guess thanks for listening to this podcast.
Flash, I love you, but we've only got 15 hours to say.
Do you have anything else to say, Rob?
No.
That's kind of a short podcast.
I say that.
I'm pretty sure we've been going a little while.
Just to like throw things out every once in a while. Like, Connor, I love you, but we only have 15 hours to save the earth.
Nice.
And then he goes, Flash! Ah!
I can't tell. Oh, we've been going for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we wrapping it up?
I always do.
Okay. Hi, thanks for listening. You can find us at YouTube.
Hi, thanks for listening.
Hi, thanks for listening.
Welcome to the end of the show.
Thank you for joining us at the end.
This podcast.
You can choose Star Trek Online. I just think it was great to be here with all the people I watch you guys, the movies, all the time. It was so cool. I mean, the Colonel and Fear Day.
Fuck yeah.
Just badass. All the contest videos with Aaron. Yep. And I'm sure Rob's done something.
Not really.
Got ticks. Hey, Ben in that kick-ass tongue piercing video.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I got like 40 of them now. Where I just
you
like
40 tongue piercing?
No, I just re-pierce it.
Oh, nice.
I let it heal, and I'm like, hey, guys, you ready for this? Hit the nickel back. And then I
hit the nickel back.
And then I pierce my tongue.
All nickel, no dime.
Yeah. So you can find my tongue piercing videos on YouTube. Look up.
It's up there with what was the new one for the smoking fetish? Tick checking.
Tick checking.
Smoking. Tick checking.
Tongue piercing.
Tongue piercing. Those are the hot videos.
Yeah, those are the ones that are secretly porn.
Just on the surface.
On the surface. Mm. Because when you start it says this is actually porn,
but it whispers it.
This is actually porn. Grab your stuff.
It's like the opening credits to Kung Pao.
That's such a great movie. Oh my god.
Rob didn't like Kung Pao.
Justin didn't like Kung Pao either.
Yeah.
Good smart man.
Haters gonna hate.
That's some good shit.
If you don't do what he says, he'll cut off your big toe. Oh, that's Nintendo. Damn
squeaky. He just left with nuts.
That's a lot of nuts.
You want fries with that, baby?
Duh, sporin. Duh, nah,
nah. My favorite member of NSYNC is Harpo.
Yes.
So go watch Kung Pao.
Isn't Betty a woman?
Enter the Fist.
Enter the Fist.
Thanks for listening.
You can find us on the interwebs at airportroad.jinxed.com. That's where our stuff is archived, right?
Yep.
J-Y-N-X-X-E-D.
This podcast and our YouTube videos are posted there, and our cafe press store is linked.
Yep, all of our links there. We got links to the other podcast, Dispatches from the Weird.
Yep.
We have links to the Church of the Holy Weirdo short films.
Oh, those guys are pleasant.
Free advertising, you didn't even get to say
anything. I've enjoyed their things.
They do got
Church of the Holy Weirdo. They're funny, boy, I tell you. I like that, the weird stuff.
What's the name?
Synagogue of the Holy Weirdo?
Yeah.
Love them.
The two guys. There's Lolo... and the Falcon guy.
Lolo and the Falconer.
Yeah. Falconist.
The Falconist.
Yeah, I'm in on their inside jokes.
Falconist the Alchemist. And it's like a whole character.
Yeah. I love turning birds into gold.
Oh, I have a new podcast also that I'm doing.
Uh-oh.
27 now.
You do 27 weekly podcasts.
Yeah. Well, it was 26, but now this week I've started doing one. I think it's going to catch on. It's called Lono's... Sleepy Time Lap Dances. So, I play Everybody's Free to Feel Good. And then you think about getting a lap dance until you go to sleep.
And then you're free to feel good.
Yeah. I think it's going to work.
I'm totally in for this.
Sweeping the county.
I think... You don't have it online yet, though.
No, you just have to come by the house
and listen.
It's
to
alive.
Me.
It's like a live interactive podcast.
You know what I think the coolest thing you can do in a fight would be?
What?
Drop kick someone.
I was gonna say shoot fire out of your hands.
I can see what Rob like,
dude.
You're in a fist fight with a guy starting shit with you at a bar, and your opening move is a drop kick to the face.
Yeah. Cause okay, Two Towers. No, Return of the King. When the orc drop kicks the
Urukai. Don't look at me at all when you're talking about this.
He looked right at you.
It just makes me feel cheap and dirty.
You don't know what it
is. You know what I'm talking about, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's the Urukai big battle right before Sam has to go in and save Frodo.
So many fucking strawberries
and
one of
those. And the orc drop kicks him out the window.
Yeah. We cheered in the theater.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is an amazing thing to ever start with. Probably.
Okay.
No. So thanks for listening. Hey, we'll be back next week.
I feel like me and Colonel
did you finish the
high school to pick on the chess club.
Colonel, but you weren't a cool kid. You had your hair with the baby oil. now that you got dandruff shampoo, you're one of the cool kids. You're making fun of us. We like the Lord of the Rings.
They made me immune to pain. My mom was.
I have no feeling in my scalp.
I could take a bullet on the top of
my
the head.
My mother made it so I cannot love.
I hate baby oil. Every time I go to the store, I just knock it off the shelves. Fuck you, baby oil.
Fuck you, mom.
I want to make that short film. It's just a dream sequence fade from you to you as a kid.
And I got the Matrix of Leadership.
With your head getting brutalized. No And we cut back to you at Walgreens. You're just going ape shit and knocking all the baby oil on the ground.
Do it. I'll totally go to Walgreens and knock shit out. Did you finish wrapping it up?
I think so.
Yeah!
I didn't know if you tumblered or not.
Are we still recording?